Inflation is his top priority. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. But so far, President Biden hasn't been able to overcome soaring prices.
Gas prices at the pump, energy and food prices account for half of the monthly price increases since May.
While speaking yesterday at the Port of Los Angeles, the president pointed a finger at foreign shipping companies that have raised prices. He also continues to blame Russia's war in Ukraine.
The May inflation report stayed painfully high in May as consumer prices hit a new four-decade high of 8.6%. This marks the fastest pace of inflation since December of 1981.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Overnight, the price of a gallon of gas reached a new high. AAA says the national average is just over $5. Before heading home, the president will make a stop in New Mexico, where stubborn wildfires have been burning for weeks.
President Joe Biden touches down later today in Santa Fe, New Mexico, meeting with state and local firefighters, first responders, and families still affected by wildfires still burning in the state. The biggest among them, the Hermit's Peak Fire northeast of Santa Fe, that's torched almost 320,000 acres and could be responsible for the loss of over 1,000 homes and structures.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Some 50 residents are suing the U.S. Forest Service. They want more information about the government's role in sparking the largest wildfire in New Mexico's history. There's fear of more fires as temperatures soar in the Southwest.
Currently, there's 15 million people in an excessive heat warning, which is the highest category for the heat headlines.
Meteorologist Brian Jackson with the National Weather Service. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The table's been set by the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Thursday's public hearing will be followed by several more this month.
At the hearing, GOP Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney asserted that several Republican lawmakers asked the former president for a pardon after the riot and for their efforts to overturn the 2020 election. She called out GOP Pennsylvania Representative Scott Perry in particular. But Perry characterized the claim that he asked for a pardon for himself or others a, quote, absolute shameless and soulless lie.
Fox's Chad Pergram. A former police officer in Mississippi is under arrest for the murder of a current police officer.
Police in Meridian, Mississippi say Officer Kenneth Kroom was responding to a domestic violence call when he was killed. And the suspect's girlfriend, Brittany Jones, was found dead in the same location. The police chief said Kroom told dispatch he had someone at gunpoint and he reported shots being fired. Dante Marquez Bender was arrested in a town about 80 miles away Friday. The police chief in Newton, Mississippi, said Bender was fired in January, just a few months after he was hired as an officer. He was let go after getting into a fight with a civilian at a Walmart store. The Meridian police chief said Kroom was off Thursday but showed up to work anyway, which she said he would do often. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A courtroom in Grand Rapids, Michigan was packed on Friday for the arraignment of a white police officer charged with murdering a black man. Officer Christopher Scher, who shot Patrick Leoya in the back of the head in April, appeared by video from jail. The judge entered a not guilty plea on his behalf and set bond.
I will set that bond amount, $100,000 cash surety.
Defense attorneys maintain Officer Scherr was defending himself and did not commit a crime. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.